Hello again and welcome. It's me, Pete Kogel. It's PCP 697. This is Olivia as a Ghost on a track called Mars. We had a nice track to get started there, did we not? We had, what was it called? Get information in front of me here. That was called Olivia as a Ghost. The band called Olivia as a Ghost. They're based out of Spain, I think. They're one of the bands that were playing The Great Escape last week. Didn't feature in the Great Escape show, but I've got a few more bands of those that are going to be sort of popping into the show over the next few weeks. That was a track called Mars, which I really enjoyed, and I would have liked to have seen them live. I think Mr. Clitheroe chose that particular track. I have got other tracks to play as well. But we are streaming in different places today. We have actually got stream going as usual on hearthis.at. We are streaming live into YouTube, and we've got Tom Hoyle. He's made it onto one of these on time. Yes, he has. Well done. Thank you, Tom. He's listening on YouTube. And over on Twitch for the first time, we've got Tamo. Now, he was telling me to go on Twitch for a while, so I don't know who else will be listening from there, if anybody. I thought this was a sort of gaming platform, but apparently it's a lot more than that. I'm just having a look around. It does seem to me a bit more than that. So we're streaming there for the first time. Let's see how that goes. It might be interesting. It might not. Let's have some more music then. Let's move on straight on. We've got a track from Happy People Records. The artist, where has it gone? The artist is called Cosmic Shuffling, which is a great title for a band. No, that's the title of the album, is it? Yeah. I was just going to say, oh, it is. It's Cosmic Shuffling. Shuffling is the title of the actual artist. The track is from a collection of various stuff that Happy People Records have put out. They've got a stateside version and a UK version, and this is one of them. It's called Short Break. I think I need one already.
Pete Kogel.
I don't know how he does it.
Those wee things, all those little things.
microscopic. Mandala seahorses, so kaleidoscopic. Like sunshine's kisses, she makes it better. It's midnight. Slide into that slipper, Barbarella. The wee things. All those little things. Those wee things. All those little things.
Together now, bada 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 boo. Yeah, that was All the Little Things by Toby Sonics and the Wee Scots Poet, which is rather marvellous. That was sent to me by Toby Sonics a couple of weeks ago. Didn't get a chance to play it last week, of course, because we had the Great Escape show, but that was rather marvellous, I thought. It's been played on a few podcasts and stuff around, so get yourself out there and have a good listen to it. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, obviously Tambo knows who he is, because he's a Wee Scots lad himself. I'd never heard of the Wee Scots Poet before, but I rather like him. I should be finding more of his particular style of poetry and music or whatever it happens to be as we go along. The Wee Scots Poet has some chutzpah about him. Yes, he does indeed. As I say, I shall find out some more. Right. Did you enjoy the show last week when I did video stuff? Because I mean, I can actually try and have a go at trying to do this in video, but it's not as easy as it doing it in audio. And as I normally say, I have a great voice, a great face for radio. So I'm not quite sure whether I'll do any more video shows. But it was quite good to get some stuff that I recorded into the stream for a change, and I could still be live in the chat room and have a chat with you as we were going along. So that was quite interesting, I thought. It was for me anyway. It kept me thinking what I was going to do next. But anyway, so that's what I've been doing. I hope you've enjoyed that. I have mostly been bloody angry this week, I have to say. I'll tell you why. Well, I don't need to tell you why, actually. I won't tell you why. I'll just play something. This is the Trio Joubrin. The track is called Nawar, and they are from Palestine. Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Switch it on, and it won't be long before you switch it off.
من وقت وقت أول خطوات وات قادتنا الأصوات وات لحصاد اليوم لفات ما تجمع القوات وات صمم كلمات مات لك مان البوم من وقت أول خطوات قادتنا الأصوات لحصاد اليوم لفات ما تجمع القوات صمم كلمات لك مان البوم
بتذكر وقت ما كنا كلنا نتحصل عشان طريقنا كان مسكر أوقات الحفلات وين نتمرن نتحضر الكرتات كيف تنباع والمنصة كيف تتدبر بتذكر نفصل للتوصيل بس المكالمة محدودة والوسيلة الوحيدة للمساعدة مش موجودة
فيش مصاري
لنكمل وفجأة بلاقي حالي باستوديو تاعي بسجل 24/7
أول خطوات وات قادتنا الأصوات وات لحصاد اليوم فات ما تجمع قوات وتصمم كلمات مات لك مان البوم من وقت أول خطوات قادتنا الأصوات لحصاد اليوم لفات ما تجمع قوات تصمم كلمات لك مان البوم
أنا بحفر بذاكرتي كم من سنة لورا كيف كان وضعي وقتها كيف هيك صرت يا ترى شو اللي جرى بتلك يوم الضجة اللي بتصحى عليها بالليل تحولت لناس تصيح محلا ولا اشي عملنا اشي ورثنا معي ورثنا ثورة تشيتش جبارة حدد سماي بضلني نجم الحارة قلتلكو كل ما تكبر هدفك أصعب تخطر
أول خطوات وات قادتنا الأصوات وات لحصاد اليوم إفات ما تجمع قوات وات صمم كلمات مات لك مان البوم من وقت أول خطوات قادتنا الأصوات لحصاد اليوم لفات ما تجمع قوات صمم كلمات
صرنا كصورة أو رسمة مرسومة على الحيط نجذب عيون المرة من بيت لبيت صرنا كصور الصين العظيم نمت على متناظر عينيك للحرية نشدك بالخيط لمربي تيديك كنا أولاد وبقينا أولاد بس الحارة كبرت جمعنا مواد تبني سلام كل مغامرة مرقت ولا ملوح كفرقة مستقلة طالعة مين الكل هدفها واعي الأمي مش لكس باللوم مين
Sounds from Palestine there. I'm sure they're not making it at the moment because they're being bombed the hell out of them by the Israelis. But yeah, that's the first of which was Le Trio Joubran and a track called Nawar, and that comes from their album Beau Blanc World. And then after that, we heard something completely different. We heard Cayenne and a track called The Next Stage, and came from their album Wednesday. It was named after today. Interesting. Right, let's move on. This came to me this week. It's by Dvi Devat. Not quite sure where they're from, actually. The track, it came to us via Kamizdat Records. It's called Mistiff.
Thank you. حفله ده انت.
Some chaotic jazz on the program, I think. That was Garrett Gleason and Ethan Snyder. It comes from an album called House Up There. Just came out last week, I think it was. And that was a track called Dim, which wasn't. And then before that, we heard Dvi Devad, a track called Mischief. Comes from an album with him and Nula. Imaginatively titled called 068-078-0. 1. yes, so rather good, yes. And in between that we had Lovely Day, isn't it? Oh, let's have it again, shall we? Go on, let's do it again.
Lovely Day, isn't it?
Yeah, for those of you that are not in the UK or perhaps have never heard that one before, that was from a one of those public information films they used to have years ago, where they'd sort of highlight something. Sometimes it was done with cartoons, sometimes it was done with real people. I remember Charlie the cat used to make lots of stupid noises. Would tell you about, you know, don't get sweets from strange people. And that was all about if you see somebody drowning, you do something about it. And he was the main character. He was a little chap, and he had his wife called Petunia, and she was sort of sucking on ice cream, as it were. They did a reversion. They did a reversion of it a while ago, and they sort of totted up the same cartoon and put on various different additions. Like, I think he was, instead of being running to the phone box, which is what he did in the original one from the 70s, I think he went off and he picked up his mobile phone and his wife was listening to her iPod. So just goes to show, you know, find that on YouTube somewhere. Anyway, nice to have that around. Still one of my favourites. Right, another one of my favourites. Let's go back to our old friend Secret Archives of the Vatican. They got a new album out. I've got to try title this one. How the hell am I going to pronounce this one? I don't know what it means. I'm not even sure they do. It's from the new album called Carve the Runes, and it's a wee bit different.
Oh, So no one wants to play with dirty equipment. That's why you have to keep your balls clean. Problem is, bar of soap just doesn't cut it. See? Still dirty.
Well, how can guys clean their balls so that they're more enjoyable to play with?
Well, there's finally a tool that can really get the job done.
PC Podcast.
Cleans your balls.
Two more tracks there for you. The first one was a track I can't pronounce, but I see you can locate it at the Vatican. And Vince is online on the in the hear this dot at chat room, and he says it means white Christ, a derogatory term Viking heathens used for Christ. White meant lily-livered or cowardly in modern terms. He's obviously been reading up on all that sort of stuff. I know he gets very into his influences. Tamo is rather interested in that. Tamo was over in the Twitch room, and it says, don't know what it is about this track, but I find it incredibly satisfying. Tracks... what does he say? He says, that track is quite something, by the way. Felt it had a higher class as soon as it came on. Well, there you go. That's why you play these guys. It's a shame that not as many people are like Secret Archives as perhaps they should be. And indeed, the band themselves know that. They've got quite a few followers, but very few people buy stuff. Very few people download stuff, and they don't seem to sort of get much traction. But then again, I don't get much traction with this podcast here, apart from you good folk coming along and having listened. So thank you very much indeed for doing that. Right, let us move on. I haven't mentioned the second track, have I? The track after that was Juno Dream. He was an artist over at The Great Escape, and that was a track called To the Moon. I picked that up from their website. And all the artists that played, I've got videos up on... They played in a virtual festival, which means they recorded stuff in various different locations around the world. I have to say, most of the time, the bands were playing in a venue. Some rather nice venues were as well, some in Australia, some in the Brudenell Club in Leeds looks great. I want to see there. That looks really good. and they recorded various bands there. I presume local venues got involved, but it was really good, and I saw some stuff there. One of the videos has gone offline. I've pinged the Great Escape people a couple of times, but they're not responding, so whatever. But anyway, tickets are available for 2022. My 2020 ticket is still valid, I hope, and aim to go there soon. I'm looking forward to getting back to seeing some live music. Actually, I'm looking forward to going to the pub, and that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. Going to the pub, having a meal, indoors? It's not real, is it? No, it's not real. Speaking of not real, this is something I've had to translate from the Japanese, I'm guessing. It turned out it works out as Muritei Kyozo, a track, which comes out as German, as Das Gemein, featuring Kuruta. Let's just play the track, shall we?
It can make a dishonest woman of you.
Love will tear us apart again. so cold. You've turned away on your side. Is my time in that flood? Our respects are running dry. Yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart again. Love, again. You cry out in your sleep, all my failings exposed. There's a taste in my mouth, and desperation takes hold. Just that something so good can't function anymore. Love, love keep tearing us apart again. Love, love will tear us apart.
Well, that was from Happy People Records, the stateside version of Happy People. And that was a track by Capital 1212. And of course, it was Love Will Tear Us Apart, which Vince seems to think it's better than the original. And it was quite interesting. I thought, sort of, you know, quite a few Joy Division New Order type tracks could be played in a reggae style. We had Dubmatics doing one with Blue Monday just a few weeks ago. And I thought that was rather good as well. So, I think, to my knowledge, I think they only put, I only had one track. New Order did one track called Turn the Heater On, I think it was called. That was in the reggae style, but apart from that, they never did. Should have done more. But anyway, I thought rather enjoyed that one. And Love Will Tear Us Apart, not Tear Us Apart. Very good. What do we have before that? Oh, yes, we had this weird track by Murite Kyozo called Daska Mine. I just found that in Bandcamp just by a search, and it's just such a weird track that I just thought I'd play it. I've got no information about it. As I said, some of it's in Chinese characters, but very worth checking out if you can find it, as it were. Right, let's move on. This came out, there's a couple of tracks come out on Chinese Man Records this week. Is the artist called Rumble? Let's have a little look. I think the artist is called Rumble, and the track is called Aphon or Aphon.
Thank you. the award-winning PC Podcast.
We'll be right back.
two more rather nice tracks there. We had Rumble with a track called Afon, or A-F-O-N. Not quite sure what that's all about, but that's from Chinese Man Records, and they're very much worth listening to. There's another track come out recently from Chinese Man Records by Bahia, or Baja Frequencia, which I think I'll probably play next week. And then after that, we had Alchemist Meets Youthy. That's Alchemist with a K, and that comes from an album called Nomad Skank Rework, and that was called Pagoda. And the genre is the music is written as Oriental Dub, which I think probably explains it rather well. Very nice, it was indeed too. I don't know why nobody else uses Chinese styles, but very good. Right, back to something from the Great Escape. I played a track from this band last week, and I rather enjoyed it. So I've got another one of theirs. This is an older one of their tracks. I think it was back to 2018. This is the Blaze Voluto Collection, and a track called possibly Monsieur Coyote. Where's the button? Oh yes, there it is.
Time when rock music matters. Championed by
Pete Cogle.
A fat bald bloke in a comfortable pullover.
Same blood, same flesh, same destiny. Regardless of the color of your skin, your doctrine, your nationality. Clean up your heart, your soul, the misery. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Let's live in peace and unity. One love, one God in the community.
Rasta people we are. Rasta people we are. Rasta people we are. All of your people we are. Rasta people we are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rasta people we are. Rasta people we are. All of your people we are.
We all suffer in this kingdom Babylon. Christian, Muslim or Rasta. There is no justice, no equality. We've got to face reality.
We're living in a material world.
Mind control is corrupting the soul. Your life is worth much more than gold. Much more than microchip and barcode.
Rasta people we are. Rasta people we are. Rasta people we are.
Same blood, same flesh, same destiny. Regardless of the color of your skin, your doctrine, your nationality. Clean up your heart, your soul, the misery. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Let's live in peace and unity. One love, one God in the community.
Rasta people we are. Rasta people we are. Rasta.
Wonderful tracks. We had the Blaise Valuta collection from Canada, up there singing in French Canadian. Monsieur Coyote was the title of that particular track. It comes from their first album from 2018. And then after that, we heard something brand new, Rasta People We Are by Soulfire, featuring Skank Mix. Sorry, featuring Professor Skank Mix from Dubophonic Records, of course, dubophonic.com, one of my favourite reggae labels, and features a lot in the Dub Zone. Now, the Dub Zone next week will be the 14th anniversary select, I think it is. 14 years that's been going. This one's been going 15 years, would you believe? Yeah, so that was two nice tracks. I hope you rather enjoyed. Right, let's move on. Let's something here now from... where's the album? What's the album label? Talk amongst yourselves for a second. Insectorama is the label. The artist is called 23.4 and the track is called Initial Radio. Strange title, eh?
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
That came into my inbox this morning from StoryAmp. Suggested is it sort of it's children's music, but it's not just a children's music, it's a Pixies cover. So I suppose if you want to teach your children good music, why not choose the Pixies? Yeah, anyway, that was rather good. And then before that, we had, what do we have? Find it, Google, find it. We had 23.4 with a track called Initial Ratio. Which comes from the 100th release from Insectorama, which has come in four parts. That was the part four. So they've been around a long time, and rather good it was too. Couple more tracks, let's just get straight on with it so we can fit as much as we can in. This is a three-piece girl band from Northern Ireland, featured in Great Escape. Saw the video of them, thought they were rather good. Would like to have seen them live. They're called Cherum, and this is a track called Abigail. excellent. Band called Cherum from Northern Ireland. Three-piece girl band. I love three-piece girl bands. Interesting enough, it's coming up Eurovision Song Contest, and the Tuts were sort of played last year, but of course didn't because it was in Israel. I don't know who's playing this year for the UK, but the usual sort of selection of different bands. I've had a little look to see what Finland came up with, but I have to say they sound a bit like Linkin Park in the early days, so there's nothing really breaking new ground there, but never mind. Anyway, I got one last track for you. I hope you have enjoyed the show today. Thank you everyone who has joined. Who did we have? We had here this dot app we had Vince, in Twitch we had Tamo, over in YouTube we had Tom Hoyle, Ilya Pavkovich, Roduck, Compass. Anybody else pop in there? I can't remember now. I think Tamsin popped in at one point as well. So, and there's always somebody hanging around in the background. I don't know who they might be. I have a suspicion it might be Clithers, but you can never tell. You can never tell, you know. Anyway, I've got one last track I'm going to leave you with. I hope you like it. It's quite minimalist. It's quite contemplative. It's something to make you go off and have a rather nice day. It's from Marley Records, which is new to me. M-A-R-L-Y. The title of the artist is La Agonia de Désir Existir, which is pretty sure they translated, shouldn't I? I don't know what that means. And the title of the album is just called Yux One. See you soon, folks.
PC Podcast.
Ah, now I'm ready to face the world.